Leil Slichus, Tov Shin Pei, the end of Tov Shin Pei. Leil Slichus, the end of Tov Shin Ayin Tes. What a difference in a year. Tov Shin Ayin Tes, we had a shul. It opened at 5 a.m. and it closed at midnight. We had a shul with 14 minyanim a day. We had a shul with a Journey of Torah number 7. We had a lot going on. Came Purim, came Corona, and came Venahapachu. It's a pachad. Somebody told me from a woman who's a medical professional that if you take the matter of all the corona that there is in the world, the matter, the physical matter, is less than 1 ounce. Less than 1 ounce. I didn't check it further. Kadosh Baruch Hu can send less than 1 ounce of matter into the world. Men and women have asked me, for chizuk. Asked me for chizuk. Some people came into my office and told me that they're depressed from the matzah. Chizuk. In this week's parasha, I know a Rav who once was engaged in a project. He met Rav Schwab Zatzal and told Rav Schwab what he's engaged in. Rav Schwab said, "I'll tell you what Moshe Rabbeinu told Yeshua." Parshas Nitzavim. Parshas Vayelech. Chazak V'yematz. Yeshua need a chizuk. Yeshua need a chizuk. So what's the answer? The answer is Yeshua need a chizuk. Somebody needs chizuk when they're a cholash, when they're weak, whatever the reason was. His Rebbe was leaving. His Rebbe was leaving. Maybe that's why he was cholash. Maybe he was cholash for the daunting task of taking over Klal Yisrael. But whatever it is, Yeshua need a chizuk. Twice it really says it in the parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu had to give Yeshua chizuk. Okay, let's try to talk a little bit about chizuk. Chizuk. So a maisa. I said it over. I said I'm going to repeat it tonight, probably. I'm very shocked by the maisa. Somebody sent me a book. I've been quoting it lately. Somebody sent me as a present a book on the biography of Reb Chaim Stein. Chaim Stein entered Telz Yeshiva when he was 13 years old in Litta. And 85 years later, 86 years later, he was Nifter in Telz Cleveland. Spent 86 years in Telz Yeshiva, except for the few years he was in Siberia. Adam Godlad Maoid, Shas, Bavli, Yushalmi, Dalek Helke Shulchan Aruch, a tremendous person. It does not say in the book what age he was. In his 80s, maybe his early 90s, I don't know. He was Makbid Gomer when he davened, that he put his finger in the place on every word as he read. Very hard to do that. Every word, very hard to do. Anyways, one day, he goes to Mincha during the week. It was during the winter, during the summer. It was a regular Mincha during the week. And instead of taking out a sitter to daven Mincha, he took out a Rosh Hashanah Machzer. And he daven Mincha, I don't know if he daven Mincha from the sitter, whatever. When it came to Aleinu, He davened Olenu from the Rosh Hashanah Magzir Musaf. It's Olenu. And Malchius is Olenu. Then he explained, what's the pshat? He says his Olenu is getting a little weak. He needed chizuk. So he thought if he davens Olenu from Rosh Hashanah Magzer in Musaf, that'll give him a little bit of chizuk. He had a maisa. So if I would tell this maisa over to my Rebbe, Shiva Shlita, who should be Zeicha, Fush Shleima, Vesay Shochal Yisrael, Amen. He would have told me like this. The chap, okay, a chap. It's a good chap. Take out a siddur, take out a mazer, Olenu, Malchius. It's a good chap. But he would have told me that's not the maisa. The maisa is that an 88-year-old man or a 91-year-old man who's been a Rosh Yeshiva for 50 or 60 years wants chizuk. That's a maisa. That he does something to give himself chizuk, that's a maisa. This is a person who went through Siberia, 12 days in his life, the only thing he had to eat was grass. The person had a child who died b'chayev, a grandchild who died b'chayev. And he wasn't doing so good with Olenu. You know what I would say if somebody came over to me and told me not doing so good with Olenu? No, no. How you doing with Shmon Eshrei? Good? Okay. No, that's not the mouth. A man says, I want to do well with everything. Rav Utna Zatzal is famous for having said, I never heard it from him, but famous having said, by an Odom Godol, by a grace of mensch, by a big person, is nishdor klein ha-maisa. There's no such thing as a small act. By a big person, everything is a big act. From Matoivu until Olenu, everything is a big act. Mincha on Tuesday in the middle of February is a big act. Everything's a big act. By a grace of mensch, it's nishdok and kleiner mice. Okay. So let's see if we can do some chizuk. Let's see. Klal Yisrael always creates chizukim. We always create chizukim, Klal Yisrael. Historically. What have we done in the month of El? Post Gemar. Post-Shas, post-Mishnayis, post-Shas, what have we done? The Dovid HaShemairi is post-Shulchan Aruch. The Chazik, say the Dovid HaShemairi twice a day. A Chizuk, blow Shofar. Reiches, white. And tonight we're going to start Slichus. All Chizukim. Some from the time of the Gemara. Some from the time of the Rishonim, the Goinim, the Achrainim. Klal Yisrael made different Chizukim. Okay, let's talk. In the middle of L'David Hashem Mayri, Shema Hashem Koili. Hashem, listen to my voice. The word Koil is a very interesting word. Shema Hashem Koili, listen to my voice. The Vilna Gaon says that Shema Hashem Koili said during L'David Hashem Mayri is a remez to Kol Shofar. I want to ask you a question, Rabbi Say. What is Kol? What does the word Kol mean? What does the word Kol mean? Somebody tell me. What does the word Kol mean? Who?
Voice.
Sound. It's an interesting word, Kol. Shema Koilenu. Shema Hashem Koili. And then there's something called Kol Shofar. What's a Kol Shofar? What does it mean, Kol? Kol over there definitely means a sound. Rashi says that the Shofar, I said three times, the Shofar is Tefillah. Chav Vav Med Beis and Mesechus Rosh Hashanah. Can somebody explain to me how you can daven without talking? How do you daven without words? And even when you tell me you can think of the words, can you daven without words? Who?
Tears.
Hold on. Doesn't say tears here. It says coil. Kol Shaifer? What's a Kol Shaifer? How can it be Tefillah? How can a Kol Shaifer be Tefillah? For many years, I spoke about this many, many years ago. What was the first word that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the first human being? What's the first word? Remember the first time I was aiming on this, I was a little shocked. But the first word that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Adam HaRishon, to the first human being, Vayikra Hashem Elokim Elo Adam Vayem Eloi Ayeko. First word said to man was Ayeko. Where are you? Ayeko, we speak about this on Tisha B'Av during Kinnis. Ayeko is the same letters as Eicha, the same letters as Eiko. That was the first word. First conversation, I thought. I thought the first conversation. Now I'd like to know, I'd like to say a Kiddush. Vayitzar Hashem Elokim, this is much earlier, before the Chet of Adam HaRishon. Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es Adam Ofa min ha'adam. What does the word Vayitzar mean?
Formed.
Targum says Uvra. Created. So man was created? Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es Adam Ofa min ha'adam. Man was created? Was man created? Or was he formed? Says he was created. What happened after Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es Adam Ofa min ha'adam? Man was created. What happened next? Vayipach bi'apov nishmas chayim. So man was created, and then what happened next? What's that? He
got a neshama.
Rashi really says that. He was made min ha'tachtoinim u min ha'alyoinim. His guf was min ha'tachtoinim. Man was created. Hashem made a guf. He made a body. Man was created. V'yipach bi'apov. What's v'yipach mean? He blew what? What did he blow? V'yipach bi'apov. What does bi'apov mean? His mouth. V'yipach bi'apov nishmas chayim. He blew. Kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew. Whatever that means, right? God blew. What day was that? Who? What day? Aleph Tishrei, right? Aleph Tishrei. Hashem blew into Adam HaRishon. And he created a neshama. Aleph Tishrei. Was that a coil? Was that a conversation? What was that? I would like to say a Chiddush. The first word ever spoken by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to man was Ayeka. The first conversation was Vayipach. Hashem blew into man Nishmas Chayim. He blew. What do we do in Aleph Tishrei? No, what do we do in Aleph Tishrei? We blow. What an interesting thing. Hashem blew into us. What do? We blow back to HaKadosh Baruch. We need a shofar to blow back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not need a shofar. He blew into us. We blow back to him. He blew into us on Aleph Tishrei. We blow back to him on Aleph Tishrei. And Adam Gadol once told me something many, many years ago. I think I was still a bocher. And he told me, what is a kiss? Now, a kiss, when you kiss somebody in the head, so a kiss is mentioned, it's a sign of oil le gedula. When a person gets a higher position in life, he's oilo legedula, that warrants a kiss. But then there's a different kiss. There's a kiss on the head, a kiss on the hand, a kiss on the cheek. There's a kiss. But then there's a different kiss. What's the other kiss? It's a kiss on the lips. What is a kiss on the lips? Which pashtus is something which is reserved for a husband and a wife. What is a kiss on the lips? He told me a kiss on the lips is someone blowing into someone else. And then the second person blowing back into the first person. That's a kiss. That's a kiss. Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. There's a relationship between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a coil. It's called a coil shofar. Shema Hashem koili. Hashem, listen to my voice, says the Vilna Gaon. That's a reference to coil shofar. Coil shofar is nothing more than breath. The essence of a person from their inner being, scientifically from their diaphragm, blowing out into an instrument which makes a noise, which is called a koil. Which is a way to be mispalol, says Rashi in Daf Chavav once again in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. What type of tefillah is that? It doesn't say anywhere what words the Baal Tokei should be thinking about. It doesn't say anywhere what words the people listening to the Shofar should be thinking about. What kind of tefillah is it? What are you davening for? What's the essence of that action of blowing? What's the answer, Rabbi Sir? What's the simple answer? Avadei Shev Kavanah for Tshuva, Avadei Shev Kavanah to be Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a million things to think about. What's the simple answer of what a person is doing when they blow a shofar and it's a koil shofar, which is a tefillah? What's the simple answer to what a person is doing? I think. Well, let's take it one step further. What does the word tekiya mean? What's the word tekiya mean? Tekiya shofar. Of course we translate tekiya shofar. How do we translate tekiya shofar? What do we call tekiya shofar? Blowing in the shofar. What does the word tekiya mean? What's the word tekiya mean? Toka. What does toka mean? To blow? It does not mean to blow. What does toka mean? Tekiyas kaf. What's a tekiyas kaf? What's a tekiyas kaf? It's a handshake. What does that do with the word tekiya? What does the word tekiya mean, Rabbi Isai? The word tekiya means to insert. Insert. You insert one hand to another hand. By tenths, a whole bunch of different rayas. You look at Rashi's, it could be just Shai Lutzah Machloikis in Ebenezer and Rashi. It's a pashtos. Tekiya means insert. One hand into another hand. Toka. What does Kiyah Shaifa mean? What are you doing? What's the Kiyah Shaifa mean? What is one doing? What are we doing here, everybody? So tell me, no, what are we doing? Kiyah Shaifa, what are we doing? No? Who?
Making a
kesher is the second step. You're right. You're right, but you're right. The first step is we're inserting our breath into the shofar. It's a tekiya. We're inserting our breath. What are we doing by inserting our breath into the shofar? What does that mean? And why is that a tefillah? We're inserting our breath into the shofar to respond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathing into us. Ani ledoidi v'doidi li. He breathed into us. He breathed the neshama into us. He blew the neshama into us. He coiled, if you don't mind using that word for a second. With a coil, he was tokea, coiled into us. That's what happened to man. We got the breath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into us, and we respond on the same day by blowing back with a tekiya. to HaKadosh Baruch. You want to know why we need a shofar? Why don't we just blow? Good question. We want to bring Avraham Avinu in. We want to bring the Akedah in. We want to bring the aisle that was created on the first day of Aleph Tishrei, that aisle that was created. We want to bring that in. I mean, the first day, the same day that man was created. We want to bring in the aisle. We want to bring in the aisle that's going to be blown, that was blown at Har Sinai. Once Avraham Avinu shefted the aisle, so they made the horns into a shofar. That shofar was used at Har Sinai. That's why we laid at the Bima. The Bima is the Makom of Torah. You want to know that that ram's horn is going to be used to bring Mashiach? All Gevaldik. It's all connected. It's all connected. But the basis, the first line statement, is that we're blowing a shofar, we're returning the breath, our essence, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I have the right to say, it's a kiss. Ani ledoidi v'doidi li. Ani ledoidi v'doidi li. What's the chizuk, Rabbi, say? What's the chizuk? Ashrei ha'am yodei sru'a. We have musicians in the audience here. There are string instruments that make beautiful sounds, and there are voice instruments that make beautiful sounds. Right now we're talking about voice. Voice. Koil. Essence. Essence. Diaphragm. Lungs. Whatever you want to use, the entire essence of our being, our breath is coming out and being returned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was the source of our breath. The first conversation, the first word was Ayeka. The first dibur was Ayeka. The first conversation was Koil. And that Koil took place in Vayipach B'Apov. There was a human being that was created without a neshama. And the Yipach B'Apov, the Koil, went into the human being. And the Koil comes out of the human being on the same day that it went into the human being. If we're Zayich. If we're Zayich. Ashrei Yom Yodei Sru'ah. We may talk about this on the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha. A lot of Siyata the Shemaya from the Oyel going forward here. Ashrei Yom Yodei Sru'ah. Happy are the people who know a Sru'ah. Refers to Klal Yisrael, blowing a shofar. Right? That's the pasuk we say. The Me'iri, one of the Rishonim asked the Kasha. Non-Jews don't have blowing instruments. Non-Jews can't blow horns. Non-Jews don't produce beautiful music at symphony orchestras. What do you mean? Ashrei Yom Yodei Sru'ah. What does it mean? Poshup shot in the pasuk. Miri's Kasha. Poshup shot in the pasuk. Ashrei Yom Yodei Sru'ah. What's going on here? What's going on? Ashrei Yom Yodei Sru'ah. When a person picks up a shofar in Rosh Hashanah and blows a shofar in Rosh Hashanah, and people listen to a shofar being blown in Rosh Hashanah, that is not a person blowing an instrument and making music. That's a person taking his essence and having a conversation. That's a person talking to the Beire at the highest level without using any words. The highest level. I didn't know how long this would take us. I wasn't sure if it was going to take 20 minutes or 25 minutes. So we have an extra 5 minutes, 4.5 minutes. I want to add. I'm going to add part of this right now. It's also going forward. Maybe this will be in the first day of Rosh Hashanah. I'm not sure. Aaron Gaffin, Rabbi Aaron Gaffin said earlier, there's something else that also is considered tefillah, without words. You said crying. What does it mean to cry? What does it mean to cry? I've been working on something. I've been speaking about it the last week or two. I've asked maybe 50 people of it. I, in my lifetime, starting from the time I was 12, 13, which is maybe even 9, 10 also. By the time I was 13 years old, first Rosh Hashanah is a bar mitzvah bracha, I was in Long Beach. I was in Long Beach for 8 years, Lakewood for 8 years, Lakewood Cradle for 6 years. One Rosh Hashanah was in the Mir during those years. And I've been in shul for the last 32 years. I have yet to hear a person cry on Rosh Hashanah. I'm not talking about somebody going oy vey or oy oy oy. I'm talking about a person really crying on Rosh Hashanah. Now, I've asked people, so most people have to think, and then they tell me one person. Were you ever in a shul with 100 people and 100 people were crying? You know what crying means? Bechi. Bechi. You know what I'm wondering about the word bechi? I'm wondering. Maybe Rosh Hashanah will talk about it more, but I want to mention this point right now. I'm wondering if the word bechi comes from boch. What does boch mean? Becho. What does it mean? It means in you. A cry is your essence. A real cry is your essence. Koil bechi, the sound of a cry. The sound of a cry. Should we talk a little more? What does the sound of a shofar represent? Gemara Rosh Hashanah, what does it represent? No? Who? What does it represent? Crying. Is that a coincidence? We have the ability, Rabbi Isai, to take our essence and blow into a shofar and talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without saying a word. And if we're fortunate and we can get into our essence, into our kishkes, inside of us, and give a real tear, one tear, one tear. I don't know scientifically. The tear goes out of the body through the teardrop. Where does the tear start? Where does the tear start? It starts in the eyes, in the brain. Where does it start, Doc?
Upper eyelid.
Upper eyelid. I think the tears are connected deep, deep, deep inside. Deep inside. Deep inside. We should be zeichah. Chizuk. Chizuk is that we are the only people who have entree. We have the entree. No one else has this entree. We have the entree. Ashrei ha'om yodei surua. It's much more to say. I can't tell you, Rabbi Yisai. Slichas night, tov shin ayin tes. We all know that nobody thought that Tov Shin Pei would ever be the way it is. We need Chizuk. Klal Yisrael has been supplying Klal Yisrael with Chizuk. Klal Yisrael has been supplying Klal Yisrael with Chizuk. We've been blowing Shofar every day. We've been saying L'davar Hashem Oiri. Shema Hashem Koili. Listen to my sounds. Listen to my voice. Not, I don't need words to David. Chizuk. Chizuk is talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our essence, with our being, because nobody else can do that. We should be zeicha on the day that conversation took place between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On that day, we should be zeicha to return the conversation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It requires a koil. We should all be zeicha to have it. Let us be zeicha to daven, Rabbi Yisai, as I say every year. Slichus can be said in English. Hashem, Hashem should be said in Hebrew. Everything else can be said in English. We should all be zeicha, davening inside, davening outside, davening at home. We should be zeicha to connect to the Beirei. We should all be zeicha to achsiv achsimatoiv, a good kibbutz.